Sibona lapha iRussia ihlasela ilizwe leUkraine because singahamba kuhistory yethu siyabona ukuthi iUkraine was part of the Union of Socialist Soviet Republics for a very long time and that was the region ababeqakathekisa iagriculture and feeding the whole of the USSR ngalezo sikhathi. Singabona ukuthi ngo-1991 laphana sokuqamuka iSoviet Union in the birth of all these other countries, oGeorgia labo-Ukraine labo-Kazakhstan lamanye amazwe labo-Moldovia and all these other communist ex-blocks. Sibone ukuthi amandla aRussia ngathiwa ngade sewe mancini from the United States. So sibona umnomzana Putin umongameli welizwe leRussia efuna futhi to go back in the history books ukuthi abambanise iSoviet Union yakudala. But sibona ukuthi amazwe amaningi wona lawa they have kind of joined in NATO, Northern Alliance Treaty Organization, yama countries angathiwa kade bambane le United States and their foreign policy documents. But siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli uBiden vele is not one person othanda ukungenisa amasocha eAmerika in different war zones. Ngoba yena ubelieva ngokuthi those countries should stand on their own and then if they need help. But okwakathesi sibona ukuthi iUkraine has been a partner for the United States. So babathumezele 600 million worth of military equipment last week. Mina ngibona umongameli uBiden ngathiwa he's trying to win this war with negotiation and not arms. Ngoba kungahlasela the whole world to go on fire. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi kulama conflict amaningi all over the world.
UPutin ubona ehlasela ele Ukraine yini ngempela ethumela amabutho akhe kulelo lizwe?
Umnumzana Putin mina ngiyambona engenisa his forces in Ukraine ngoba yena he is very very unpredictable.